Transcribe.
Rain or shine, day or night, time makes linen snowy white.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you a better washing job than any soap on earth, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, his orchestra, Lorene Petal, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled A 3 Cent Stamp, starring Rod O'Connor and Friend.
Rod O'Connor and Friend, we're going to miss you, boy.
Hey, Mr. Fred! Hey, Fred!
Did you call me Mr. Skelton?
No, I called you Mr. Fred.
Well, that went over with a hoist. Where you been?
Well, I was talking a traffic officer out of a ticket.
Oh, how did you make out?
Yes, but then he decided to put his foot on the running board and have a chat.
Oh, he decided to put his foot on the running board and have a chat.
Yes.
I didn't know you smoked that, Brad. Well, he don't have a running board.
Well, I might add, the officer hasn't any teeth either.
Good night.
Hey, did you mail those packages?
What'd you say? You'll have to speak up. You see, my hearing aid battery's a little bit weak.
That last joke wasn't too strong either.
No kid, this guy's got a hearing aid that records what you said, and he plays it back at a more convenient time.
I said, did you mail those packages?
No, I forgot to. But I did mail those packages.
Whoever typed this must have a twitch.
You know that overcoat you sent your brother?
Yeah.
Well, to make the package much lighter, I removed all of the buttons.
What'd you do with the buttons?
Oh, I put them on the inside coat pocket. Oh. Here's that letter you asked me to mail. There wasn't a stamp on it.
Well, why didn't you put one on?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I can't afford such luxuries on the salary I get as your houseboy.
Boy, get a load of the boy, will you?
No kidding. His first draft card was carved in stone.
Look, you put a stamp on that letter and go mail it.
Oh, I don't believe we have a stamp in the house.
Well, there must be one here. Somewhere. There's George's purse. Let's look in there. She's probably have got it. She got a stamp. Come on here.
What's wrong with Skelton?
Can't lift the purse. I'll just empty it out and see if we can find a stamp.
She has everything in there but the kitchen sink.
Yeah. You must have a stamp. I'll look in this pocket. Oh, I found it.
A stamp?
No, the kitchen sink.
Say. Look what I found here, a record.
A record? Let's see what it says. The Paper Moon, sung by Red Skelton and played by Dave Rose's orchestra.
Shall I play it?
Well, you might as well. We've been rehearsing it all afternoon.
It was only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It was only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. If you believed in me.
In town is yours when you use Tide, and that's a promise. You see, we've proved it in the laboratory. We've put Tide up against every soap in the business, and there's no question about it. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Comes out that way every time. Of course, millions of you women are proving the same thing right there in your own washing machines. And your results are even better than our facts and figures, because yours are right there in the cleaner shirts your husband wears to the office, the cleaner clothes your children go out to play in. Yes, with Tide, it's through the wringer, into the rinse, and up on the line with the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E-Tide.
Hey, there must be a postage stamp around here someplace.
T-I-D-E-Tide.
Come in.
Hiya, Skelton.
Hi, hiya, Rod. Hey, you got a 3-cent stamp on you?
No.
You look like you're carrying the post office.
Look, I stopped by to tell you I can't go down on Hollywood Boulevard and watch the accidents with you tonight.
That's all right. The accidents haven't been too good lately anyhow. I think they're fixed. You sure you don't have a stamp?
No, but if you're mailing in your resignation, I'll forge one for you.
Yeah. How about driving me down to the post office and so I can mail this letter?
Okay, but let's make it snappy. I promised Sylvia I'd be home for dinner.
Here's the post office now.
Here's the post office.
Yeah. You try to kiss me when we get in there, and I'll slap you.
Oh, boy, what a crowd.
Wait, let them laugh. They're coming by carrier pigeon tonight. Yeah. Yeah, hey, look, there's that punchy, prize-fighting friend of yours over there, the guy that's always hearing bells and birds.
Where?
Over there.
I better say hello. Hello, cauliflower.
Oh, you know me, huh, boy?
Yes, looks like an early spring. I hear a robin.
What, Dad?
I hear a robin.
You better give up fighting, boy. I don't hear any birds. Boy, maybe it's because that clock chime is making too much noise.
Look, cauliflower, there aren't any chimes. But if you concentrate, you can hear a bird chirping.
Well, that's the way it is. Some of the guys hear them and some of them don't.
Hey, how come you're in town? Aren't you fighting anywhere tonight?
No, I've been taking it easy ever since my fight with Dempsey.
Jack Dempsey?
No, Sarah Dempsey. Hey, look, I got a fan mail. Hey, anytime you'd like to meet a nice girl, let me know. You know, I'm always falling in her lap or sitting at the edge of the ring there, you know. I meet them all the time. You'll meet one, I'll let you know. You know.
Look, I got a wife, a nice girl.
What a coincidence. My wife's a girl, too. Yeah, I met her in St. Louis, at the St. Louis Arena. Boy, she was selling peanuts at the time. I'll never forget that fight as long as I live. That was really a fight. The guy I fought was stretched out in his dressing room 2 minutes after the bell rang. Of course, when he got his rub down, he came over to the hospital to see how I was.
He knocked you out, huh?
Yeah, but it was my fault. I tried to bring one up from the floor. That's where I was at the time. Oh, boy, but he was hard to watch. He was hard to watch. I was blocking every punch with my eye. But the Fort Rider said I was very colorful in that fight. I was black and blue. I could have been more colorful if I wasn't so anemic, you know.
You're anemic?
Yes, I'm anemic. You see, I even gave to the blood bank and they had to add artificial coloring to it. Hey, there must be a fire around here. That's the third truck I heard go by.
You didn't hear any fire bells.
Oh, no, really? Oh, that trolley fooled me there. That trolley. Oh, by the way, did you know I'll be taking a crack at the champion bout before long, you know, the championship bout. I'll be taking a crack at that long. I just got a, what did I get? Pointing out what I get. Yeah. Well, you see, that's a trouble. I can read reading, but I can't read writing. See, look at this book I just got in the mail.
Well, don't tell me you sent for a Charles Atlas muscle book.
Yes, I did. Here's what he recommended for me. Lydia Pinkham.
Let me see the book.
Yeah, there it is.
How to be a colorful champion in the ring. Yeah. Show your personality. Yeah. Show your strength. Yeah. Show your stability. Oh? And show your intelligence.
This guy wants you to show everything.
Cauliflower, I hate to say this, but you're gone.
Oh, I am. You think I blow my cork, huh? You want to see them rattlers down at that gymnasium. Them guys get in that steam room real hot, see, and then they stick their heads out the window to cool off.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no windows in that steam room. I know. I pick up extra money watching them.
Rick, I'll see you later.
Huh?
I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay, let me ask you something. That little robin chirping, do you still hear him?
Yes.
I wish that chime would stop ringing so I could hear him.
Well, come on, Skelton, let's get in one of these lines and mail that letter. I gotta get home.
Okay. Pardon me, mister. Pardon me, lady. Boy, what a crowd, huh?
Here, this line looks the shortest.
Oh, no, no, Rod. Please, please. I stood in that line once before to buy stamps, and the next thing I knew, I was at Fort MacArthur telling a supply sergeant that the underwear were too tight.
Well, here's the stamp window.
Oh.
Next.
Hurry, give me a 3-cent stamp, will you?
Oh, my, it's closing time. I'll see you in the morning.
Hey, open that window and put in your teeth, will you?
Well, come on, Skelton. You can buy a stamp at the drugstore. I gotta phone Sylvia and tell her I'll be a little late anyway.
Okay.
I wonder why Skelton's taking so long. Hey, Skelton, haven't you bought that stamp yet?
No, this is one of the toughest drugstores I was ever in. To get a stamp in here, you have to have a prescription for it.
Oh, here comes the clerk now. Get a load of this tough-looking baby, will you?
Okay, what do you bumps want?
Oh, you put your teeth in, huh?
Watch it, blabbermouth. I'm in no mood for entertainment. Oh. The last 10 guys that came in here only bought a package of chewing gum. I can't stand them lousy 5-cent seals. They bring out the beast in me. Now, what do you want, pinhead?
You got any old last year Cadillacs?
Cadillacs in the drugstore? No, we don't. We only sell Chevrolets.
What?
Just happen to be fresh out of them.
Oh, well, give me a couple of hot water bottles and $1 worth of hot water. And some bubble bath. Make it tied. And a home permanent kit and a shower cap. And a jar of that Hopalong Cassidy face cream.
Okay, here's the stuff you ordered.
Yeah.
Do you want something else?
Yeah, a 3-cent stamp.
Sorry, I just sold my last 3-cent stamp a few minutes ago. To that woman walking out the door with that kid handcuffed to her.
Ooh, it's Junior and his mother. Come on, Red. Maybe they'll sell us a stamp.
Yeah. I don't see him on the street anywhere. I guess we lost him in the crowd.
Just pulling away in the car. Oh, Junior, the ring!
Hey, they didn't hear us. Let's get in your car and go chase them, huh?
Junior, stop jumping around on the street.
I sure like to drive with you, Mummy. It's so thrilling, you know, so thrilling. Riding along with half of the car in the street and the other half on the sidewalk.
Now, don't act silly. Half the car isn't on the sidewalk. No. Oh! But did you see that man run right in front of me? Some pedestrians are so careless.
Yes, he had a lot of nerve not looking where he was going on his own front porch.
Time I'm asking you not to stand up in the front seat. I might have to stop suddenly and you'll be thrown through the windshield.
Oh.
And I don't want to be sitting in the draft.
Yes. You sure does love me, don't you?
Oh, dear, I hate to be driving around alone at night. There are too many maniacs running loose.
Oh, you dreamer, you. You got nothing to fear, Cato. I will protect you.
You will?
Yes, yes. Just let some bad guy pull up along the side of us, and I will jump right through the window into his car while his car is speeding along at 100 miles an hour. And I will rattle all over the front seat and all over the back seat and all over the top, and finally we will wind up on the running board. See, and I will take my widow mix, and I will put him around his throat, and then he will punch me in the nose, and I will bleed, and then I won't be able to stop because he will pull out a knife, and he...
Junior, why are you looking at me like that?
Why didn't you tell me he had a knife? He thought I was going to say I stabbed myself.
Oh, Junior, you're always letting your imagination run away with you. Oh, now that's strange.
What's that?
There must be something wrong with the streetlights. They keep going out one by one.
Yeah, I wonder what makes him do that. If you had any answers, you can keep your big mouth shut.
Now, look, watch this light we're coming to.
Yeah?
It's on. As we pass it, see, it suddenly went out. Junior, did you see that?
Oh, don't bother me. I'm marking down my score.
Junior, what are you doing with that BB gun?
Well, don't yell. You make me spoil me aim.
You just wait until I get you home.
Oh, the way you're driving, we'll be lucky if we make it.
Junior.
Look out the back window. There's a car following us.
Ooh! Are you sure they're following
us? Yeah, probably a maniac. I'm positive because he's driving on the wrong way on a one-way street the same as you are. And start giving him some signals. That will throw him off. Nobody can ever figure out which way you're going, you know.
I'm frightened.
Well, here. Here's our house. Put into the garage. We'll put it in the garage. What are you driving, a yo-yo?
Junior, I got in the car in the garage with only one try.
Yeah, but you did it the hard way with the door closed.
That car pulled up in front of the house. Let's get inside, quick.
Get in the house. Oh, lock the door.
We made it, Junior. We made it. Oh, we're safe. We're safe.
Yeah.
Nothing can harm us now because we are harbored in the sanctuary of our own home.
Yeah, let's not get sickening about you.
Junior, that scene is at the door.
Yes.
Oh, I must pull myself together. It's probably your father.
No, it's not Pop. I just peek through the keyhole and this guy's standing up.
Comes in on all fours, you know.
I know. Junior, you open the door, and when he walks in, I'll hit him over the head with this baseball bat.
Good.
I hope it works.
It always works with Pop. Okay, I'm ready. Open the door.
Hello, Junior.
Yeah. Well, that's your O'Connor.
Lorraine, what are you doing with that baseball bat?
Oh, Rod, you don't know how close you came to getting hit with it.
Well, hit him anyway. Killjoy?
That's enough, Junior.
Lorraine Skelton and I have been chasing you all the way home since you left the drugstore.
Oh, it was you then. Oh, I wish I'd known. I was terribly frightened.
Yes. What do you mean, scaring me, Mummy, like that? Hit him with your ball bat. The big pile of flab.
Junior, why do you call me a big pile of flab?
I'm just observant, I guess. Fooled you again. You thought I was going to call them the way I see them.
Junior, now get up to your room.
Yeah.
Dan Mann's waiting for you.
Oh, no, he's not. I happen to know he's in Washington. That's why some of the boys there have been caught napping.
Lorraine, the reason I'm here is because Skelton needs
to... I know a guy that cured sleeping sickness with two words.
How?
He just said two words and he cured him of sleeping sickness.
What were they?
Congress adjourned. they're gonna have at the White House to eat?
What?
Lame duck.
I know those things, you know.
Lorraine, the reason I'm here is because Skelton needs a 3-cent stamp.
Oh, yes, I bought 5 stamps tonight. I can let you have one. Junior, you have the stamps. Give one to Rod.
I'm sorry, kiddo. I put all 5 stamps on me widow pet frog, and I mailed him to me friend Jackie Berry on Juvenile Joy in New York.
Oh, no.
You what? Yeah. You mailed your frog to New York?
Yeah, boy, that post office is really going to be hopping tomorrow.
Oh.
Are you mad at me, Mommy?
Oh, no, I'm not mad. Oh, no.
You're not? Well, it's sort of like Dave Rosney's orchestra would say with music. It's almost like being in love. Wash dishes.
Would you mind telling me why?
For one thing, my hands hate that greasy water.
Ooh. Ah, then you're gonna love Tide. Because there just isn't any greasy water when Tide's in your dishpan. Why, Tide cuts grease like magic. Seems to make grease disappear. The water stays so clean and fresh, it's a treat to your hands.
But I also hate all the Tide dishwashing tape.
Oh, are you gonna love Tide? Because Tide lets you wash dishes quick as 1, 2, 3. Just wash your dishes in those heaping Tide suds, rinse them, then just let them drain dry. No wiping needed. For you see, unlike soap, Tide leaves no dulling soap film. So you can skip wiping your dishes completely, and they'll come out shining, sparkling bright. So try Tide in your dishpan real soon. Remember, if you hate to wash dishes, then you're gonna love Tide.
All right, why don't you give up trying to find a stamp? Can't you mail that letter in the morning?
No, I gotta mail it tonight. This is a patent I'm sending to Washington. It's a machine that does the work of 1,000 men, but it takes 10,000 men to run it.
Yeah. Make it snappy. I promised Sylvia I'd be home for dinner.
Sure, I thought her name was Saliva.
the reason I say that, your kid's a spitting image of her.
I think of these things like that. That's true. You know, the brain's a wonderful thing. It doesn't start working until you wake up in the morning, and it doesn't stop until you get to the office.
Hey, look, there's Willie Lump-Lump standing in front of that mailbox. Maybe he's got a stamp. I'll go see. Hey, Willie, what are you doing in front of that mailbox? Mailing a letter?
No, I'm picking flowers. Question. Say, you know, there's something wrong with this mailbox. I've seen a lot of mailboxes in my day, but there is something definitely wrong with this mailbox.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, there's something wrong with it. I've been standing here for 2 hours trying to get this letter through the slot, and it keeps waving back and forth, back and forth. I tell you, there is something wrong with this mailbox.
Well, you're the one that's weaving back and forth. What's wrong with you?
I tell you what's wrong. Every night I ride home on a bus, and I always have to stand up holding on to the strap and swinging back and forth all the way home. And I've done it so long now that when I get off of the bus, I keep right on swaying back and forth, back and forth. Someday I'm going to sway to and fro just to see what happens.
Tell me, don't you ever get a seat on the bus?
Yeah, I usually get a seat, but after a couple of blocks, some dame usually stands in front of me and starts giving me dirty looks, you know. Mm-hmm. Then they kick your shins. There are a lot of rude people on them buses. I don't mind people reading over my shoulder, but when they start cutting out clippings, that's all right. Anyhow, this one time I got even with them lady bus drivers, though. This one had a nose that looked like she was looking for ants. she kept looking for me, at me, see? So I went to the back part of the bus and I pretended like I was sitting down, only there was no seat under me. Well, anyhow, she comes along and she starts glaring at me. I'm telling you, if looks could have killed, she would have been a mass slayer. Well, finally, I said, lady, won't you have my seat? And I stood up, and without looking to see if there was a seat there or not, she fell down flat on her back. Well, I started to laugh, and I turned to the fellow next to me, and I said, well, I guess I picked her. Well, you know I had 13 stitches taken in my nose.
What for?
That was her husband sitting there. Well, I got to mail this letter and get back home before old Cold War gets her dander up.
Well, hold it, Willie. I need a 3-cent stamp bad. Is that letter you're mailing really important? I'd sure appreciate it if you could give me this stamp off.
Really? I don't know if it's important or not. My wife wrote the letter to her mother. Wait a minute. Let's open it up and see what it says. Okay. Dear Mother. Mother, she's old enough to be her own mother. I'm writing to ask you to spend the... Oh, no, she don't. Not again. She only went home last week. This is one letter that's not going to be mailed. Here, the stamp is yours.
Well,
I'll see you.
Thank you, Willie. Hey, Skelton, come here. I got a stamp.
Oh, boy, I knew you wouldn't let me down, brother. I'll stick it on the letter, put it in the mailbox, and there it goes. Well, I finally got it mailed. Oh, guys.
Now what?
I just remembered something.
What?
I forgot to address the envelope.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodnight now, and thanks for listening.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that whether you wash with rinsing or without, Tide does a better wash day job than any soap on earth.
Tide gets more cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Is a copyrighted feature.
Transcribed over CBS, the Star's address, the Columbia Broadcasting System.